From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Growth Energy released an outline of its top 2022 federal priorities for the U.S. biofuel industry. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says if we want to decarbonize the transportation sector, we must use all of the tools in the toolbox, including plant-based biofuels like ethanol, which reduce carbon emissions by 46% compared to gasoline. Score highlighted key priorities focusing on opportunities for regulators and policymakers to promote cleaner fuel choices, reduce carbon emissions, and protect the environment. Meat prices fell in the final weeks of 2021, but food inflation climbed again to an annual rate of 6.3%, according to the Labor Department. Agriculture.com reports the overall U.S. inflation rate of 7% for the past 12 months was the highest since June 1982. The annualized food inflation rate has been on the rise since June, when it was 2.4%. Persistently high meat prices were down 0.4% in December. A new report shows over one-third of food produced in the U.S. is never eaten. The EPA tells ThePacker.com not only does this waste resources used to produce food, but it also creates a myriad of environmental impacts. Nearly 7 years ago, the U.S. announced a goal to cut U.S. food loss and waste in half by 2030, but EPA says significant progress has not been made.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.